Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. You've got a big weekend coming up. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, a little, you know, it's exciting and a little nerve-wracking. I've got a lot of, for some reason, this last week or so, I've had a lot of sick horses, so getting little fevers and temperatures. So this is, you know, we're always on pins and needles, you know, hoping that it doesn't hit the ones that are running this week. So,
yeah.
All looks good, though.
That's good. What do you do to try to prevent that? Is there anything special that you do?
You know what? We just try to keep, you know, the equipment separated. You know, we come back, we, you know, disinfect all the bridles and the bits and everything, and just they all have their own water buckets. It's so we, you know, we do that all the time. But you just, you know, with you get one sick and next to you might be a really good, you know, one of the top horses, and you're just hoping that, you know, it doesn't hit. But a lot of the young horses, but got a couple of older horses that are getting sick too. Because usually, for some reason, when we come back from Del Mar, it always happens because it's been really hot here, and it cools off at night. So I think just the temperature change.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it, and the fact that horses are coming in from all over the place. You don't know, you know, who somebody brings in the barn area, where they've been, or what they've been doing. So it's always dicey this time of year. Well, you've got three in the big races, and the American Pharoah. How cool is that to have a race name for him?
Yeah, now I need to win it now.
Yeah, well, you got a big chance, right? Game winner. You keep coming up with these fantastic 2-year-olds that turn into great 3-year-olds. Talk about how you acquired Game Winner.
Well, you know, Gary and Mary West, they send me their 2-year-olds every year. They send me about 15 every year we start out with, and hopefully we're looking for one good one, you know. And so so far he's been the – and whatever doesn't work out, we send him back to the Midwest and we run there. But Game Winner is – you know, he's sort of, you know, he tipped me off at Del Mar, and he was the way he was working, and when he won, I really thought he would need me out. You know, he's not that really quick early, but he won, came back, ran him like 2.5 weeks later, which was coming back pretty quick. But you know what? He, you know, every indication showed me that he was going to be able to handle it because he's a big, strong, heavy horse. So, you know, racing doesn't really bother him too much. And he's come back and worked well for this. So we're, you know, hopefully, you know, and every rider, everybody that's been on him says, you know, he wants to go further. So, you know, until they do it, you know, you gotta see it.
Yeah, well, he certainly has the right pedigree with AP Indy on the bottom side. And Candy Ride's such a good horse and a tremendous sire. The works are good. It's a short field. How do you envision him running? Will he show enough speed to make the lead, or will you just let him settle?
Yeah, I think he's a horse. These young horses going two turns, you know, you want to let him, you know, let him break, you know, get him into it a little bit, and then after that he'll, you know, they'll probably outfoot him away. You know, he's not real quick, but he likes to lay back, you know, but I don't see him too far back, but however the pace is. But I really think that, you know, the further he gets stronger. So, but, you know, here in California, it's a deep track, and they don't really – you can't be too far out of it. Otherwise, they just struggle. They struggle just chasing, you know. It's a lot deeper track than you were used to when you were here. It's just – you know, horses, it's loose and deep, and so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, it used to be like a pasteboard. You know, if you didn't have a lot of speed, you were in trouble. But it's nice to be able to have a horse that can finish a little bit, because when you ship them east and you have such great luck doing that, it's not luck really. But you're very successful when you ship horses east, and it's good that you have a track to train on that's conducive to that type of running. You got two in the Chandelier, Mother, who, I happened to catch the interview with you and, George Bolton before she ran the first time, and you guys were like two little kids in a candy store with a $20 bill. you were really excited about her. Talk about her a little bit.
Yeah, she was working really well for that, and she ran like, you know, and then, you know what, the time off there in between, I think a lot of times at Del Mar, you break your maiden first week, and then you have to sit on them all the way to the end. I think that track was deep, and, you know, she just didn't, I was sort of disappointed in her race. I don't know what to make of the Del Mar debutante, and she got a little light. And so, you know, she's been working well, you know, to go two turns. So I think she'll handle the two turns fine. But, you know, it's I think these fillies out here are really tough.
Yeah, so there's a nice bunch.
It'll be interesting what they do going two turns.
Your other filly, Durlu, I wrote about earlier this week. And I said you took a page out of the Charlie Whittingham book to train her. That this is like one of the most amazing training jobs on paper that I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, you look dead set on winning this race with this filly. Am I right? Am I wrong? Did I misread the thing?
I missed some time at Del Mar. Missed a week. She acted like she was getting sick, and we missed some time there. But she's come back. She's a small filly. She's light. She's light body. And but I think two turns is going to be her game. And she's been working well. I mean, she worked with a horse called Croatian who won an allowance race at Los Alamitos last week. So, you know, and she outworked them. And so, you know, I've always been high on her. And, you know, she was impressive her first start out. And I was gonna take her to Saratoga, but I missed that time with her. So she didn't make it. I sent the other filly instead. But, you know, I think it's, you know, two turns. We're going to find out what they're made of.
Yeah, there's a lot of two-year-olds in both of those races that have never gone the two turns. In the filly race, the Chandelier, Vibrance is the only one that's gone two turns. She won last time out at Del Mar, her second start. She finished fourth on the turf going a mile the first time. But, you know, that might be helpful to her in the overall scheme of things. But, Durlu, she just for some reason I'm struck by that filly. We'll see how that pans out. And then you've got the big horse in the big race, West Coast. I know he's a horse that for many times you've said he needs one a lot of times, but it looks like he's been working well. Are you optimistic?
Well, I mean, he's been working well. I don't have him as tight as I'd like him. You know, but I think the race will help him out a lot. I think it's going to be a big factor. And, you know, to get him, if he's going to have a chance for the Breeders' Cup Classic, I needed to get a race into him, and I think this is going to be it. So, you know, he's a tall order there to run against, accelerate off the layoff like that. But I think, you know, he's not the kind of horse that can work that, you know, it's a great workhorse. He's sort of lazy and, you know, he goes as fast as his company, and I don't have a lot of company to keep him going, you know. So I figure accelerate. I couldn't find any better company to put a good stiff work into him.
Yeah, there you go. Will you try to engage accelerate, or you going to tell Mike to don't let him get out of your sights, kind of thing?
I don't know. You know, Mike usually, I don't really say too much to Mike. He knows the horse. The horse, you know, I worked from the gate the other day, and he flew out of the gate. He's got a lot of speed, you know, but I think he's a horse. He'll just let him fall away from there, and, you know, he'll be forwardly placed.
Yeah, well, he's going to have his A game, obviously, to beat Accelerate. He's a fine horse. You get a couple pounds from him, and like you say, I mean, you've got to get a race into him before the Classic if you're going to be optimistic going in. So this is as good a spot as any, and he certainly will have some stiff competition there to tighten him up. And then I guess it depends on how he trains after that. So, well, it's going to be a great.
As long as he makes a good account of himself, you know, he's got to be, you know, he can't. Like Collected, I thought Collected would run much better, and he just never really got on track. So, that was disappointing. But hopefully we need something better than that. We want a McKenzie effort.
Yeah, that was so impressive, huh? Wasn't that breathtaking? I mean, you had to be really pleased with that.
I was excited. I was going to be disappointed if he didn't win that race. I mean, he was training just like really good horses supposed to train. So I feel good about, I felt good about staying in there. And I just wish that Collector could have closed the deal also. But sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you can't win them all, but it would be nice if you could. McKenzie, he you've said all along that this horse was something special, and I think that race was almost like a out of body experience. I mean, watching him run and beat that field, there were some nice horses in that race. That was fantastic.
It's been a really good group of 3-year olds this year, from the Derby, that field, and the Derby, and you're gonna see a lot of them next year. Making a lot of noise because it's everybody. When I read that's, oh well, it was a bad bunch. Believe me, there was a good bunch this year. Justify made them all. It made it look easy, okay? But Justify, he's in a different class. But there's some really good 3-year olds out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it was an excellent crop. Well, as usual, I'll be rooting for you. And I hope tomorrow's everything that you hope for. You get a good race into West Coast, and we'll see you when you come here to Kentucky.
Well, thank you, Jude. Thanks for having me.